History often remembers wars, leaders, and monuments. But inside immigrant families, culture was preserved quietly. In kitchens, classrooms, churches, and living rooms. Today we tell the story of the women of Polonia, the mothers, grandmothers, daughters, teachers, and caretakers who carried tradition across generations. The afternoon light filtered softly through the trees as I walked deeper into the garden. Flowers moved gently in the wind beside engraved stone. There was something deeply fitting about telling this story here, in a place built to preserve memory itself.
My grandmother woke up before everyone else every morning. She baked bread, prepared meals, prayed quietly, and somehow still found time to teach us songs and stories from Poland. At the time, I didn't realize she was preserving an entire culture.
For many Polish immigrant families arriving in Cleveland, women became the emotional foundation of community life. While men often worked long industrial hours, women carried enormous responsibility inside the home and neighborhood. They preserved language through lullabies and conversation. They maintained traditions through recipes, holidays, and religious rituals. They organized church events, taught children, cared for relatives, and held families together during uncertainty and economic hardship.
The women in my family remembered everything. Birthdays, recipes, prayers, family stories, even old villages most of us had never seen ourselves. They became living archives.
But their sacrifices were often invisible. Many immigrant women balanced exhausting labor outside the home while continuing to carry the emotional burden of preserving family identity. Their work shaped generations, even when history books rarely mentioned their names. Walking through the Heritage Garden, I thought about how much cultural memory survives through ordinary rituals. A recipe repeated every Christmas Eve, a prayer whispered before dinner, a folk song sung softly while cleaning the kitchen. These small acts become powerful forms of remembrance.
I still make pierogi the way my mother taught me. Every time I do, it feels like I'm spending time with generations of women I never even had the chance to meet.
Perhaps that is the quiet strength of immigrant women. They transformed survival into continuity. Through patience, repetition, sacrifice, and love, they ensured that identity could survive even in unfamiliar worlds far from home. Thank you for walking these pathways of memory with me. Until next time, may you continue honoring the voices, traditions, and quiet acts of care carried through your own family history. Long before video calls and instant messages, families separated by oceans relied on something slower and far more fragile. Handwritten letters, folded carefully into envelopes, carried across ships and borders.